Good day and welcome to the Three Point Arc Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Alongside Ryan Warbs, I'm Brock Hutchison. If you haven't listened to the podcast before, thanks for tuning in. And of course, you can check us out at our Tumblr blog at threepointarc.tumblr.com. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at threepointarc. We'd be happy to hear from you. If you want to debate with us any of the topics we talk about today or anything that's going on in the world of basketball, we'd be happy to tweet back and have that conversation with you. With that being said, Ryan and I will make our way around the three-point arc with three topics trending in the world of basketball today. We will start with Team USA, then go to the Chicago Bulls and many of the different things that going on with the Bulls organization. We'll look into whether or not Derrick Rose will be able to put in a healthy season. And of course, the breaking news today in the NBA, judges ruled that Donald Sterling will have to sell the Los Angeles Clippers. Ryan and I will get into all of this in just a bit. We will start with Team USA. Ryan, what's your initial take of the Team USA roster?
Well, I think he's a great addition to the Team USA roster. They have a lot of young talent, and I think Paul Millsap builds upon that young talent. It's awful to see them not go into international competition with Kevin Love, but clearly he has other things he needs to worry about, trying to figure out who he's going to play for next year. Is Minnesota keeping him around? Will he be a Chicago Bull? Will he be a Cleveland Cavalier? Will Golden State or somebody else get back into the talk? But as far as USA basketball goes, with Kevin Durant and Paul George and James Harden highlighting that roster, I think his addition is going to be tremendous, especially at the power forward position.
Yeah, I think you're definitely right in that that's a very strong lineup for Team USA, as it always is each year. Of course, we're not talking about an Olympic year, but a FIBA tournament. Rounding out the guard spots, Kyrie Irving, Kyle Korver, and DeMar DeRozan, I think, are very interesting combos. Kyle Korver is obviously more of a specialist player.
Well, let's not discount what Gordon Hayward can also do coming in off the bench too. I think that's another guard that adds depth at the one, possibly at the two position.
Yeah, and you do see a lot of depth at the one position, in particular with Kyrie Irving, Damian Lillard, and one of the names I found most interesting on this roster is Derrick Rose. Played a very, very small amount of games in the last two seasons in the NBA.
10, I believe, over the past 2 years.
Just 10 games. And so we're going to see him. We'll get a preview of Derrick Rose in Team USA basketball. So, Ryan, do you think that playing on the USA squad, is that going to help Derrick Rose, or is that going to hinder Derrick Rose?
I think it's going to be an opportunity for him to regain his confidence and really see what his legs can handle. Clearly, these surgeries have kept him off the court and kept him in the physical therapy room. I think we need to see whether or not Derrick Rose has his legs back, and I think it's a great opportunity. It's international play. The roster is deep. He doesn't necessarily have to be the man the way that he does come October when we start playing real games in the NBA for the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a great opportunity for Derrick Rose to really develop under the Team USA system and kind of get his legs back under him, and it really will be a telling situation, and we'll see what Derrick Rose can do while he has it's pretty much burden-free. He's got a lot of point guards around him. He's not going to be expected to do a whole lot, so it's going to be good for Derrick Rose's development, and that, you know, as he'll get some confidence back, and I think it'll segue nicely into the NBA for him.
Yeah, and you bring up the NBA season and the Chicago Bulls. A lot of talk there in the news today. A couple different stories out about Derrick Rose feeling really confident on his legs and in form for the camp. Do you think he's ready?
No, I don't think Derrick Rose right now is ready. But I think, you know, as he goes through the summer training camp, as he develops it under Team USA, I think he will be ready. You know, come the first game of the season, Derrick Rose will be ready to go. Now, I think the real question is, will Derrick Rose stay healthy through the season? I don't think there's any question that we're going to see Derrick Rose on the court in the season opener. But can he continually be healthy through the entire season? I think that's the real question.
Yeah, I think that is a very good point. How many minutes do you think Derrick Rose is going to need to play at night to make the Chicago Bulls a contender in the Eastern Conference?
Well, I mean, for the Bulls, in the backcourt, Jimmy Butler, and you've got Pau Gasol, and also Joakim Noah shoring up that. It's going to be, they're a good team. I don't know that they're, without Derrick Rose playing, I would say 25 minutes, at least, at the very, very least, 25 to 32 minutes for them to really be a productive squad, I would think. I know they did just sign Kirk Heinrich. I think that's going to help them. But
yeah, definitely great to keep him on the team.
It's going to be an interesting season for the Bulls. Now, if they could pull off the Kevin Love deal without getting rid of Joakim Noah or Derrick Rose, and I think I said on the other podcast that really that's the deal breaker on both sides. If I'm the Minnesota Timberwolves, I'm not going to trade Kevin Love without Derrick Rose or Joakim Noah. And if I'm the Chicago Bulls, I'll trade anybody but Derrick Rose or Joakim Noah. So it's the same situation that the Timberwolves are in with Cleveland. I think in the end they're going to wait too long to try to trade Kevin Love, and they're going to let this saga drag out into the regular season, which is really unfortunate. About the time of the trade deadline, I don't think they're going to have any good trades options left, and they're going to be forced to get rid of him for something less. I guess, you know, the opposite, Flip Saunders is waiting for an even better deal, but I don't see any other sweeter deals coming down the pipe.
Yeah, definitely don't see anything materializing. I think those two franchises are at a loggerheads in terms of dealing Kevin Love. But at the same time, I don't see anyone else jumping in, making an offer that's really, really going to stick. But as far as playing 25 minutes, I think they're going to need at least that, if not pushing 30 out of him each evening.
Now, in my opinion, does that mean the Bulls win the Eastern Conference? No, absolutely not. I don't think the Bulls make it to the Eastern Conference. Through the Eastern Conference, they may be in the finals, but I don't really think that they'll make it that far. I need to see Derrick Rose play at least 20 to 25 games and look like Derrick Rose like he used to look like before I'm really sold on the Chicago Bulls. If Derrick Rose isn't healthy, that team is not going to make the Eastern Conference Finals. They're just not. There's much more equality in the Eastern Conference than there once was, and it's not just going to be an easy ride to the third seed like it's been in the past with the Chicago Bulls. So watch out. You've got the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Washington Wizards, and they are coming. And also don't forget about the Miami Heat. So to me, the Chicago Bulls need Derrick Rose. And until Derrick Rose is proven that he's going to be healthy, I don't see that the Bulls are going to be able to really advance the way that a lot of people are expecting them to.
It's funny you mentioned the Eastern Conference and the teams that the Bulls will have to fight their way through to the Eastern Conference Finals. Also in the news today, Joakim Noah said that his team can beat LeBron James's Cavaliers. What are your thoughts on that statement?
There's always been a bit of a back and forth between Joakim Noah and Cleveland. I remember the one playoff series where he was daring LeBron to shoot from the free throw line, and so LeBron did again and again and again and again, and of course the Cavs would go on to win the series. I don't think there's any way. LeBron and those boys in Cleveland are I think, going to be in another league when the dust finally settles and it's playoff time. I don't think that the Chicago Bulls really can hold a hand to them. Now, it would be a good game, especially, you know, in the very beginning of the season, I could see it being a good game, but I think especially if the Cavs get Kevin Love, man, I don't think there's anybody in the Eastern Conference that's going to touch them. I don't know what if you were going to have if the Cavs and the Bulls played tonight, who would win?
I would have to go with the Cavaliers. I really think that these statements from Joakim Noah are gonna turn out to bite him in the butt, and I think that it's gonna give the boys in white and gold a great motivator as they go into the season, that their division mate is already calling them out. With one of their key components not yet proven that he's healthy. I don't think that Joakim Noah's statement is accurate.
Right. I think one of the most interesting points, and we were talking about this before the podcast, Ryan mentioned that possibly three of the four best teams in the Eastern Conference all play in the same division in the Indiana Pacers, Cleveland Cavaliers, and, of course, Chicago Bulls. So that is going to be one tough division. Those teams are going to play each other a lot, and we'll see probably a lot of bloodshed between those two all three of those rivals.
I think it certainly means come playoff time that these franchises are going to have a lot of familiarity with one another and their style of play and all of their strengths and weaknesses. And I think it whoever ends up squaring up against the Heat is going to possibly. Dodge a bullet and not having to play a division mate that they've seen so much of throughout the season.
So with that, Ryan, perhaps one of the biggest news in basketball today with the Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling being ordered by the judges at the sale of the team to Steve Ballmer for an estimated $2 billion. That is billion with a B.
I would settle for $2,000.
Donald Sterling is going to be made to sell the team. Of course, Donald Sterling has made it pretty clear that he will continue to fight this battle. What's your initial thoughts?
This whole circumstance in Los Angeles is just really unfortunate. The man clearly said a very stupid comment that I'm sure he would like to have back, and I'm sure a lot of other people wish he would be able to take back, but I certainly think going forward, it's not good for the folks in Los Angeles, and it's not good for the NBA for him to continue to be part of the organization.
You know, and if I'm Donald Sterling, you know, give up, get out of the limelight. This is ridiculous. You know, it's just drug on for far too long.
Well, and with $2 billion, I'm sure he can find other ways to amuse himself.
Well, and the thing is he bought the team for, what, $500 million or something? So, I mean, he's making a ton of money off this deal. And it's just...
I think he should consider taking a nice long vacation. Europe.
And this is record-breaking for a sports team to sell for $2 billion. They've always sort of been a billionaire's hobby. But to sell for such an extreme amount really is almost mind-blowing in a way. And it's interesting, the Buffalo Bills are probably the next sports team that is going to be sold. And they are not worth $2 billion, but we will see. It'll be interesting to look at what the Clippers sale does to what the Buffalo Bills, and I wonder if they're going to see...
Well, what would make the Buffalo Bills a $2 million franchise is if they relocate...
$2 billion.
I'm in billion. But what would make them a $2 billion franchise is if they would relocate to sunny Los Angeles, California. And there is talks of a stadium in the works if they can only get a team. But as we focus back on... the Clippers in basketball. In other news today, Doc Rivers and star players of the Los Angeles organization, DeAndre Jordan, Chris Paul, and Blake Griffin have talked about a work stoppage and refusing to play if Donald Sterling continues to hold on to the team. What do you think the viability of this player strike could mean for Los Angeles, and is it something that they really mean to go through with?
Well, I think it's only if Donald Sterling remains in control of the team, not if Donald Sterling remains in control of the team and it's still in court. I think if, you know, we see this and it's still in court, if Donald Sterling is still fighting this, when October rolls around, I think we'll still see Doc Rivers, Chris Paul on the basketball court. I think it is serious, though, if Donald Sterling wins the court case or gets something overturned, that we could actually see a player strike in the Clippers organization. And I think that this is truly, you know, if Donald Sterling would actually remain owner of the team, nobody is going to want to play there. Nobody will play for the Clippers. So it just, to me, is a complete paradox. Donald Sterling needs to get out. Right now, he's just trying to drag as many people down with him as possible.
Yeah, I don't see 15 NBA caliber players willing to suit up in Clippers uniforms if the man remains captaining the ship there in Los Angeles. I really think it's time for him to hang up and call it quits.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more there, and I think that most of the NBA is in agreement with you. With that being said, Ryan, is there any parting thoughts for today or any other words about the NBA as you see it in today?
My last parting thought is Paul Millsap has been my bread and butter in my fantasy league for the past 2 years, and great pickup USA Basketball for taking him on this year.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. Alongside Ryan Warbs, I'm Brock Hutchison for the 3-Point Arc podcast. Be sure to check us out at 3pointarc.tumblr.com, read our blog, and also follow us at 3-Point Arc on Twitter. Be sure to tweet us about any of the topics or any topics in the NBA today, and we'll be sure to tweet back with you. With that being said, for Ryan Warbs, I'm Brock Hutchison. Have a nice night.